Continuing the bracha of the kind of shama, the moir de geshloch, the siddur shara shemayim, he says like this: Viata, and now, afarish birchas eli kind of shama, I will explain the bracha of the kind of shama. Vuhu shvach v'hoidah l'mokim baruch hu. It's a shvach and hoidah takodesh baruch hu. Shemach ziloy nishmasoy. Then he returns each and every individual's neshama. Ki balaylo, because at night ha neshama oylo litein din v'cheshbin. Every night the neshama goes up to Shemayim and sits in din v'cheshbin as a judgment. Mikol mashav oisav b'yoyim, everything that he did that day. V'nimtza mechuyeves min adin shalalasa l'guf. And v'nimtza mechuyeves min adin, there's mechuyev min adin shalalasa l'guf, there's neshama should not be returned to his guf. Im kol zeh, with all of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu machzir apikodin asher hefked oisei. We give the Rebbeinu Shalom apikodin, we give him our neshama, it goes up to Shemayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom returns it. Ve'ein midas ha'ki midas basar v'dam. And the midah of the Rebbeinu Shalom is not like the midah of a basar v'dam. Shemachzir hapikodin baloi umekulko, ruined. We discussed this, he said, Maida Ani, that when the Rebbeinu Shalom returns down the Shama, often you give a pikadon to someone, it sits around, it gets banged up, it gets dirty, it gets dusty. The Rebbeinu Shalom returns in the Shama, Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'asri Nishmasri Lashif Kirasi Chadasha V'Neicha. He returns in the Shama new, refreshed, rested. Ha'huda Ha'deksiv Chad Neicha Chadashim Lavikarim Rabbe Munasecha. Like we said from Maidani Lefanecha, Reishis Chol Hadashim Abakarim Rabba. When we say you're supposed to have Rabba, Kama Munasecha. When we say Hadashim Abakarim, Pasuk in Eicha. Ve'isi lechach mei ha'emes b'zeh inyan gadol. V'hu amram sh'ana shama tebelez b'nar ha'yotzi me'eden. The neshama goes and is tevel, goes into the river, ha'yotzi me'eden, that comes out from Eden. The fact that we have in this new neshama when we wake up, that is great testimony al tchias hameisim, on the concept of tchias hameisim. Ulezeh anu aymim va'ata osid litla mimeni. In the future you will be take this away from me, this neshama. Just like the Rebbeinu Shalom now, he takes the neshama nightly and returns it in the morning. So too the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to come and take the neshama when it's time to leave this world. This world that the neshama is leaving. The remez, this is supposed to the concept of sleeping and why we sleep and why we wake up in the morning with the thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for our neshama, so we should, it should strengthen within us this concept of tchias hameisim. Just like when a person sleeps, it's a 1/60th of death. You should know that there's a concept that you, that gets revived and revitalized. So too, the Rebbeinu Shalom, a person's life is over, he's gonna take his neshama, the Rebbeinu Shalom is gonna take his neshama, but there's gonna be tchias hameisim, and he's gonna return the neshama to the person. They say, it's in a sefer, it has, from the Chofetz Chaim, it's actually on Mishlei, Chelek Beis, Ois Pei. They say this Maisa that the Chofetz Chaim said this, was when one day the Chofetz Chaim said to those who were close to him that he wanted to speak to them during the third hour of the night and reveal to them a secret of the Torah, Raza Shel Torah. They were all excited because they expected that he was going to reveal to them one of the secrets about the Geula Shleima, the ultimate Geula, the final redemption. Everyone showed up, all the Talmidim showed up at the appointed time, but the Chavetz Chaim had something else in mind. It doesn't say why he chose the third hour, maybe to get them excited, but he wanted to drive home this point and impress the importance of what we're going to say now. There's actually a little story to help understand it that's brought down over here in the Chavetz Chaim and Mishlei.
There
was a wealthy man who was going in the streets in the middle of the city, and he met someone, an ani, an acquaintance of his who was a poor man. The ani said to the rich man, I beg you, Asei mi chesed, perform chesed with me, the hilvali elef rublim, and lend me 1,000 ruble. Ama imelay asher, hakeitzer emoy, the etein lachas sakhum kesev rav kolkach. How can I stand here and give you such a great amount of money? You wanted 1,000 rublin, 1,000 ruble. How can I do it? Hayitachin lasez lacha hakoil ulaniyim acherim leklum. I should give you all the money. Maybe perhaps he had 1,000 ruble. He's willing to give out that tzedakah. I should give you one ani all 1,000, and I should give every other ani 0. Doesn't seem right. Hey, b'makim lasez lacha es kol ha'elef yachani lasez halvashon meyer meyer la'asar anashim usayeh b'yatku b'day kulam. Instead of giving you 1,000, I'm helping one person. How can I do that? Let me give 10 people 100 ruble each. 100 ruble is a significant amount of money as well, and I'm helping out 10 people. Paseach ani v'shayfach l'fonav Mary zichay. And the ani started crying. Don't you recognize me? I am someone who used to be rich. I lost my nechassim. I used to be very wealthy and I lost it all. And now, I now need help from other men, other people. Nicely, if you're going to give me this halva that I'm requesting, you're going to stand me, put me back up on my feet. And you'll be able to return to the usher that I was before. I need this 1,000 ruble, not 100. 100's not going to help me. I'm a rich man, really. I was a rich man. I lost it all. If I get 1,000 ruble, I'll be able to get back to where I was. Yehaki shiny. Chosha b'libay Asher. The Asher thought, if this is so, on the assumption this is so, then maybe this is different than what I had said before. Im Asher ba'alva zu l'hamidei al-raglo k'day hu'v'rosh etin lo'yisaskum ha'mavokash. In other words, if I would have, the rich man was making a judgment that if he gives 100 ruble to 10 people, he'll help them out, and they'll have to return it to him. Good, so he'll help them out. But he's not going to change their lifestyle. He's not going to get them to where they have to be. It's a temporary fix. This person is saying, if you give him the whole 1,000 ruble, he thinks he'll be able to turn it back into the riches, and he'll never need help again. He thought maybe that's taka biggest course. Maybe it's kedai to do it. This ani, he got the 1,000 ruble from the rich man, and he did nothing with it. He took it home and put it down in a corner and did nothing. He tied it up. He hid it somewhere in the table. He stayed in the same position that he was. When it came time for the appointed time when they said that he's going to pay back, the usher comes and says, okay, Mr. Ani, I hope now you're not an Ani anymore. I hope the 1,000 ruble helped you like you said it would, and I'm here to collect back my 1,000 ruble. So the Ani goes, takes his bundle that he had hidden in the table, all this time and gives it back to the rich man. Thus an Asher ain't of Bishtaris. Starts looking at the shtaris, the value that he gave him. He says, these are the exact dollar bills, the exact ruble that I gave him, the exact ones. You figure when you loan someone money, they're going to go invest with it, pay back with it, do things with it, buy, sell, and when you're going to get paid back money, you're going to get paid back different money, not the same exact currency. But he saw this was the exact money that he gave him. Not only that, he gave it to him in order, you know, a serial number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it was the exact serial numbers, exactly like he gave it to him. This kas, the usher kas gadol. The usher got very mad. Okay, so the kachas, I mean, kesef gadol kazeh, ba'amasla, she'at ha'zogel ha'desh lasa, she'chayra, you took this money from me, this great amount of kesef, with an amasla, with a pretext. She'at ha'zogel ha'desh lasa, you're going to do schayra with it, you're going to buy, you're going to sell, you're going to become rich again like you were. Ulepsayf munach ha'yeh ke'evan she'ein la'hoichin, v'yishamesh be'klal, and said you left it like a rock and did nothing with it. How could you have done such a nevol, such a terrible thing? I could have helped out 10 people in this time, and you did nothing with it. That's the story. Who is Baruch Nofabik Herbeinu Nishmas Chaim? The Herbeinu Shalom blows the Nofach Bekirbeinu into our beings and Nishmas Chaim. Skulas Yekor She'ein Aruchla has no value. It's value. It's the most valuable thing you can have. Shahariyah's law of Yecholim Lasas Esik Boilim Hazeh. We can do Esik in this world. We can take this neshama and we can buy and sell with it. Mitzvahs, Torah, Lumay Torah L'Kayim Mitzvahsel. Vilu Anu Beroyv Slechleisenu Manicham School Azu. The Karen Zavis, I'm going to put it in the corner. I'm not going to use it all. What are we going to do when our time comes? Because we're going to have to return our this neshama, this value that we have, to the Baal Pikadon. We What are we going to answer? We have to realize the tremendous gift that we have. We have a neshama tahara, kedosha. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave it to us like the rich man gave the ani, the 1,000 ruble. Go use it. Utilize it. Become an ashir. An ashir in what? The neshama is to do what? Tzedakah, mitzvahs, learn Torah. What are we going to answer? Some people, they return the neshama perfectly clean. It was sitting in a corner, and it's perfectly clean, like we explained. That in theory, they would try to make it tamei, but we said that you can't make the neshama tamei. The neshama, when you're doing averis, it detaches itself. So you return the neshama that wasn't used, that wasn't utilized. Chaval! What are we going to answer? We have to realize what we have, and try to take note and say, we're going to use it for the right things. So this is the Chofetz Chaim. That was an intro to what we're going to say now. What the Chofetz Chaim says, that he woke them in the middle of the night, they came to hear, what is he going to say? This is in the Kitzei HaChofetz Chaim. When Tchias Amazim comes, which neshama is the person going to get? He's going to get a new neshama, a brand new neshama? No! He's going to get the neshama that he had when he was alive the first time. That neshama. That neshama that he had, that was in the Gufa Adam, that's the neshama he's going to get back. Moshon Rabbi Birkas al Kain Neshama Shenosata B. Va'ata Osid Litla Mimeni Ul Hachzira B. Losid Lavoy. He makes a dirk, Lachzira, Mapike Daika, Oysa Atma. That same Neshama that I have now, in the morning I wake up, I have a Neshama. Trias Amesim, Losid Lavoy. Lachzira B. Losid Lavoy is returned to me the same Neshama. I know Oysa Neshama Gufa Kamashi. My Neshama Zacha. Zaka, Ubruai, the Torah, becomes pure through Torah, Mice, and Taib, and Toshuva, Guf, Kamke, Shay, Zaka, Ubruai. From Hayim Luchlaches, Aida Avoinis of Shoam, Toshuva, Haguf, Kamke, Shim Luchlaches. You're not going to have a good Nisham to come back. Mikama Simcha, Nachas Ruach, Yel, Adam, Lassad Lavoi. How much Nachas Ruach a person's going to have, Lassad Lavoi? Is in Nishmasati, Zaka, Ubruai, Lehepechach, Shalom, Kamatsar, Bizoyin Yasigot, Nishmasati, we know that once Mashiach comes, we don't have opportunity anymore to purify ourselves. The Yetzirah is not there anymore. We can't choose good over bad. There's only good. And the Neshama is going to be not used. Not going to be. We have a Neshama that's Kedusha and Tired from the Baruch Hashem. But what are we supposed to do with it? We have to work it. We have to make it into. We have to connect ourselves to the Baruch Hashem with it. It has to be pure. You don't want to be that Tchiyas Mesim comes and you're going to have this Neshama that was never used. It was sitting in a corner. He says he's going to have it. Now he's saying over here, Meluchluch, he's going to have a neshama forever that's going to be sullied, that's not going to be Kedusha, it's not going to be Tahira, it's not going to be pure that he has, because he didn't work on it, he didn't accomplish anything with it. That's not something that we want to happen, and that's why the Chofetz Chaim is telling the Olam, middle of the night, come, you should realize, this is the secret, this is the elixir of life, you have to realize what you have, the Heilig Neshama. It says in the Ari HaKodesh, in the Siddur Ari, that there are Mem Zayin Tevis in this bracha of Elikai, Neshama Shenasatabi Tahirihi, Kiminyan, Havaya, and Eya. Names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Habayin Neshama is Havaya and Eya, and he will be. It says, Nirikeach, Tzvachoykis, there's different girses, and some of them have different amount of words. And the Rekeach says, Elikai Neshama, Mem Tevis, Neged Yetziris Havlad. There are 40 words in the bracha, Keneged the Yetziris Havlad, that's the 40 days the Vlad is created in the mother's belly, in the mother's womb. That's Keneged Elikai Neshama. She Tahira, Dr. Yvaita. Elikai Neshama, she's out to be Tahiri. She tahira kim alachim she ain't mikabela stomach kim alachim bein b'mamish kim alachim v'roye be'ein neiros kim alachim. It sees and it's not seen. V'kayemus oelim kim alachim and it lasts forever. V'lahachim alachim me'esh me'mayim sheloi kabu tumba. And malachim are made of esh and mayim. He says on some level the neshama seems to be made of these same components and it will last forever. Like hay neshama shenasati v'chilek yesh bein neshama l'ruach. When a person goes to sleep, he has a dream, the ruach leaves him. I'm giving a pikadon, my ruach. I don't say I'm giving back my neshama, my ruach. Where's the neshama come from? Ruach kotzah. He said, you should know that we say you give back what we're calling the ruach. We're calling it neshama. We weren't clarifying and differentiating between different parts of the neshama. He says, what goes up at night? You have a dream. What is that's going up? It's the ruach, not the neshama. The neshama stays with you at all times. That's what makes the difference between a behema, who also has ruach, And an Adam, who is zayich to have a neshama, the neshama stays with us all the time. Chaim Kaz, the Raven says, Chachamim teknu olaymer kishemekes mishnasoy, mishinasoy. When you get up in the morning, when you wake up, it's misakin to say, like, hi, neshama. V'aminen ki mi yisar yeymer, like, hi, neshama. V'atam, k'damin b'reshish rabah. Im yasim elav libay v'ruch ha'rishmat silav yasay, pirish, im yasim alikim libay l'adam l'amisay, l'ruach, k'ay b'yaday, mi v'erev. It says like this. Tiknu Chazal haskit chias amesim bracha zushayim va'ata osul me alzivil oslovei. They were misakin that in this bracha is chias amesim. The nearest Chazal rose birchas alikayin neshama kemokim noris lechazik es leisamurus chias amesim kudugmas hashavas haneshama boiker ligufnoi hashavas haneshama boiker ligufnoi. That this is a time like we were saying before. To strengthen ourselves, tchias amesim. That in the same way our neshama leaves us, our ruach leaves us, it comes back, tchias amesim. Chayin kos marzav, pir sham, v'zeh l'shoyne, kimoy sh'olim uvorchim, v'chol boike, ha-machs and neshalim of gorim amesim, sh'ashina b'dimyin ha-misa, v'ayikitze b'dimyin ha-tchia. When you go to sleep, it's a dimyin of misa, and when you wake up, it's a dimyin of tchias amesim. Ravid says in his Chuvas, Memdala, time in the Savan, Bezel Shoine. Kol bracha she'ein lo keva ein ba malchus. Any bracha does not have keva, does not have ein malchus. We're going Birch Haziman, Pirish Nevarach she'chan lo mishaloi. He wants to know, the Ravid's explaining why the bracha of the Kain Yishama doesn't start with a Baruch Ata Hashem. We're going Birch Haderech, or Tfilah Kitzar, she'ein kol derech ro, Tfilah Zuel, imkin ha'ilu parsa. Tfilah Kitzar, ein el bracha m'sakar, v'chein bracha zuel kain Yishama, ein el b'shinas keva. Being that it's, you don't always say it. If you do it, hey, you sleep, that's not a shinas keva. It could be a half hour, whatever the zman of a shinas keva is, then you would not say the kind of shama. Oy de shama mibnei shebiya koydin mashina birchas mabel. I saw kibirchas halal shabrochem b'shmorach v'achar inif zed baruch. Nei shesmucha lebrocha l'shalfanu. V'chein b'shinim v'baruch l'fanech l'vishim mitzorach y'adam k'yisir b'yish rabba. Katam ha-sheni, so it is different, he's giving different reasons. Could be that the bracha you say before you go to sleep is the beginning of it, and the mice, it's not a birchas, it's not always, you don't always say it when you sleep, only if you sleep a shinas keva. Katam ha-sheni, Kosov Gami Iri says this, Hashem in Paseva, bracha shmucha l'chavetahi v'in ha-shina b'emtzar kuya hefsik. And the sleep in the middle of it is not called a hefsik. How is it that the sleep in the middle of it is not a hefsik? What's the pshat? We're going to say over when we get to Birchas HaTorah, there's a Mary Liga Lavush. The Lavush has a question. Why do we have more than one bracha in Birchas HaTorah in the morning? It should be one bracha. Where do we see a concept of having more than one bracha? So up to Lavush. The first bracha in the morning is a bracha achrayna from the day before. And the next bracha is a bracha rishayna. What's the pshat? He says that the Rosh tells us, a person he learns, you learn until you go to sleep. You're sitting by, right before you go to sleep, you have a sefer near your bed, you're thinking about Torah, and you fall asleep. You're not Nesiyah Das when you wake up in the morning. It's a new day, there's a new chiyuv of learning Torah, so you make another bracha. That's the Yisoid. And if that's the Yisoid, that's why when we wake up in the morning, Shemekis Nishmanasa, and you thank the Rabbi Nishad, Malachi, Nishamo Shinasatabi, Tahoirihi. He's thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom that you have, he gave you a pure neshama. It's merited that I have a pure neshama. I thank you, Rebbeinu Shalom. But you don't make another Baruch Atah Hashem because it's a continuation from yesterday. And mamish, one long thing that maybe we can even shell to what we said from that the neshama never leaves us. The ruach leaves us, but the neshama is always with us. So we're still thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom, but it's not a new bracha that the Ruach was returned to us, but we're also thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us this continuous, never-ending, this neshama, this halik in neshama that's pure and Torah. Have a good night.